Hi, and we're back. Anyways, so I took a break for a while from podcasting. I had some personal issues going on. I'm not gonna get into all of that right now. And I have been swamped with work. Okay, I'm gonna tell you right now. I signed up for a lead service. And it's not really a lead service, it's kind of like Uber, but it's for lawn care professionals. So you sign up as a vendor and they send you jobs and things like that. And it's pretty neat because they actually have their own insurance that they can provide you. If you don't have insurance yet, it's for people that are just starting a lawn care service. It's a great foundation to start off with, or you could use it to build your business. And this isn't a sales pitch. I'm not getting paid to advertise this. I'm sharing it because I actually am using it, and it's actually working for me and making me a lot more revenue than what I had before, than what I had last year. I just started using it this year. Okay, they sent me, they've been sending me anywhere from 2 to 4 jobs a week. 2 to 4 new jobs a week. And for me, that's great. You know, it's building a new residential customer base for me. I haven't had any issues with not being paid or anything like that, like people are scared of when it comes to residential clients and things like that. Now, I have been burned by residential clients before, but not through this place. And it's called Lawn Starter. Lawn Starter is it's an app. You download it, the Lawn Starter for Professionals app. I really enjoy it. They're getting me a lot of work. I have no complaints about it so far. It's really easy to use. They have customer support Monday through Friday that's always there and always willing to help. They've always been so kind and quick to answer any questions that I've had whenever I've hit some roadblocks and didn't know what exactly to do with their platform and things like that and how they work. But for the most part, it's pretty simple. It's easy to use. You just sign up, wait for the jobs, start rolling in. You take before and after pictures of each job, send them in, and if you get the jobs done on the scheduled date that they're scheduled for, and it looks really good and stuff, the more awesome work you do, the more jobs you get. And like Tuesday, I have 10 jobs scheduled for Tuesday, 10 mowing jobs. So, and then I have work for the rest of the week. And I'm sure when I get those 10 jobs done on Monday, then they'll send me more work and more work and more work. You know, I'm fixing to have to expand my fleet and make a whole, start running a whole separate crew from myself just to get, be able to keep getting all this stuff done. I'm either gonna have to do that or start turning down work from them because I'm building up so much. And right now in the season, I'm working by myself. You know, I don't have anybody working for me. I don't have anybody doing the office work for me. I'm doing it all on my own. And it's challenging sometimes, but for the most part, I'm used to it at this point. You know, I enjoy it. I love the work that I do. You know, it's great. It's awesome. It's fun work. You know, I love being outdoors. I love the landscape design. I love getting to redo people's flower beds and things like that. It's an art. There's an art behind it. You know, it's a true artwork. And I mean, you can't just go at it. It's not like going cutting your grass that you've been doing at your house or your grandparents' house for the past, you know, 10 years or since you was a little kid and stuff like that. It's completely different when you start getting into a more professional spectrum with it. Just so it's not for everyone. Not everyone can do lawn care and landscaping. Not everyone has a green thumb, you know, but everyone thinks that they are a lawn care guy or a landscape guy whenever spring and summer comes around. So, but I just kind of look past those people there, and you're always gonna have people that will tell you, oh, well, lawn care and landscaping is just a seasonal job. Obviously, there are some things that are obviously are seasonal, but just because the grass goes dormant and things like that during the winter doesn't mean that all of the services that fall under lawn care and landscaping stop, because they don't. New construction never stops. There's always going to be a need for landscapers to go in and lay sod on, new buildings and things like that. Hardscaping, there's always going to be a need for that, for people to go in and build parking lots and sidewalks and walkways and little paths and things like that. And there's even the maintenance. There's always going to be gutters that need to be cleaned. There's always going to be bushes that don't go dormant, and they're going to need to be trimmed back ever so often, year round. I mean, there's just things that there's things to do, and a lot of those people that say that kind of stuff, they've never done professional lawn care or landscaping a day in their life, and they think they know everything about it. But usually those types of people think they know everything anyways, so you can't argue with them. You just have to nod politely and just discard it, or kind of drown it out in your head. But I usually think about work when I'm doing that. Whenever I hear a bunch of nonsense coming out of everybody's mouth, I usually just tune it out. I tune out the naysayers by planning out my next moves in my head and what I'm going to do with my business, how I'm going to make more money and more revenue for my business and my personal bank account as well. I'm constantly planning. I'm constantly thinking about stuff. And I love that part of it too. But anyways, also the National Landscaping Professional Association, they are running a study they've already done it. But anyways, they have data that shows that people are holding their lawns as a higher priority for when they're buying a house or renting a home. The lawn is a top priority, and apparently one of the first things they look at, that people want to have a nice looking lawn or a nice garden when they're buying or renting a new home. And that's awesome, because it tells me that my work is still relevant and things like that, which I don't see it not being relevant anytime soon. But there's always going to be money to be made, and there's always more grass to mow than there is professionals. Okay, I'm not saying there's a lot of people out there that want to cut grass. There's not a lot of people out there that want to run a legal business and stay dedicated to it and make it a career. Those people are going to come and they're going to go, but they're never going to stay. Now, people like me are the ones that are going to stay. They're the ones they're going to keep grinding it out every day. This is a career for me. This is how I feed my family. This is how I put food on the table. This is how I pay for the kind of lifestyle that I like to live. You know, it's not for everybody, but everybody thinks they can do it, but it's not. You know, I don't worry about those people because, like I said, they're going to fall off. When it either gets too hot in the summertime, they'll stop doing it and realize, oh, this isn't what I like to do, and they'll go and do something else, or they'll take whatever money they might have made during the earlier months and, you know, take a little vacation or whatever, and then come back in the fall and pop back up. They've lost half their customer base and things like that because they stopped cutting their grass for a couple of months because it got too hot. And, you know, it's ridiculous. And then you got the guys that, oh, it's too cold. I've seen guys quit companies during the middle of dead winter because it was too cold, and then try and come back whenever springtime rolls around and it's nice, you know, 50, 60 degrees outside. But whenever it's below 30, they don't want to have anything to do with it. So, but I've worked out in the middle of a snowstorm before, no problem, with a leaf blower on my back, blowing leaves all day long, and it's steadily snowing and stuff like that everywhere. I mean, the cold doesn't really bother me that much. And during the hot summer months, like August and stuff, I love that burning up. That's when, you know, I love being out there. I like the hot more than the cold, though, but I live in Arkansas, so I get, you know, a little bit of both in my weather. But during the spring, it kind of sucks. Like right now, it's raining. It started yesterday afternoon, and it's not going to stop until noon tomorrow, which is Monday. So I'm going to be in full podcast mode today and tomorrow. And I appreciate all of my listeners. Thank you, guys. It's been really cool. And if you're in the lawn care and landscaping industry, you know, that's really good news, hearing that people hold their lawns as a top priority, you know, on things to keep maintained with their house right next to a kitchen. So people are holding kitchens, a good kitchen remodel, as the number one thing they look at when they're buying or renting a home, and the lawn is the second thing that they look at, a good remodeled lawn. So, or if you're a contractor, or a you know, or if you're into selling houses, or if you're a landlord renting houses, you might want to call your local landscaper today. And because I know you have some things, especially rental houses, rental properties always have some stuff that they could fix up. So they need to stop being cheap, spend the extra dollar, fix it up, and make themselves a little more money. But anyways, I'm going to wrap this up. That's it for this podcast. Tune back in with me next time. And don't forget to check out that Lawn Starter app if you're trying to grow your business. It's way better than Home Advisor. You don't have to pay a $300 down payment to get started, or to, you don't have to pay any fucking thing. You just get the money and go. They take a 5% fee for their self, but I wouldn't worry about that. 5% isn't much, and I'm still making money with them. So, but they have to take 5% fee to run their platform, keep getting new jobs, keep advertising, things like that. So it's not a big deal. But anyways, peace out. Later. I'll catch y'all for the next episode, and keep listening. Thanks again. And if you're in Central Arkansas, give Better Lawn and Landscape For You LLC a call today, and we will come out and give you a lawn that makes your neighbors green with envy.